From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Top government officials today addressed the growing frustration about the failed efforts to cap the gushing oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. As NPR's Russell Lewis reports, the next effort to cap the well won't be until next week at the earliest.
Since the Deepwater Horizon drilling platform caught fire more than a month ago, government and BP officials haven't been able to stop the oil as it's come ashore in parts of Louisiana. Some state and local leaders want the federal government to approve a plan to use dredged sand to create new barrier islands to block the flow. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Mary Landry says it's an interesting idea but requires study.
I do sense the frustration. However, we have to really look at this response and support these people as best as possible, but proceed cautiously and on introducing any kind of a novel idea or a different idea for how you might fight a spill response.
BP says it won't be until at least Tuesday before it will try a complicated effort to shoot heavy mud into the well to cap it. Russell Lewis, NPR News, Robert, Louisiana.
President Obama has ordered the government to start working on new fuel efficiency standards that for the first time will cover heavy-duty trucks. We get details from NPR's Scott Horsley.
President Obama wants big rigs and other heavy-duty trucks to get more miles for every gallon of fuel, starting in 2014. He says that'll cut fuel consumption and pollution, and over time it will lower transportation costs for businesses and consumers without, he says, undue hardship.
We estimate, for example, that we can increase fuel economy by as much as 25% in tractor trailers using technologies that already exist today. And just like the rule concerning cars, this standard will spur growth in the clean energy sector.
The government already requires a big jump in fuel economy for cars by 2016. Mr. Obama wants to start developing even higher efficiency standards for vehicles built after that. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
What's being called the broadest overhaul of financial regulation since the 1930s is in its final stages on Capitol Hill. After the Senate moved to approve the measure, representatives from both chambers now have the job of hammering out a compromise measure. Representative Barney Frank and his Senate counterpart Christopher Dodd have said they expect to produce a final bill to send to President Obama by July 4th. Dodd says the bill should give consumers more confidence someone is looking out for them.
The public is correct in insisting that we not leave them vulnerable to exactly the same kind of problems that they witnessed over the last several years, with too big to fail, too many jobs lost, too many homes lost, retirement incomes evaporating.
The measure will create a new consumer watchdog group to police lenders. It will also seek to ensure companies, no matter their size, could be easily liquidated. U.S. stocks, after yesterday's more than 3% nosedive, managed a partial recovery today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 125 points to close at 10,193. You're listening to NPR. Following the announcement that National Intelligence Director Dennis Blair will be stepping down effective next week, the White House says President Obama has already spoken to a number of candidates for the job. Blair announced his resignation yesterday. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs would not go into detail about the resignation. He did acknowledge, however, coordination problems remain in the intelligence community. Blair, a retired admiral, was known to have troubled relations with CIA Director Leon Panetta over who controls U.S. intelligence. After an impassioned debate, the German parliament has approved its share of a controversial bailout for Greece. The EU, along with the IMF, will provide Athens with billions in loans over the next 3 years to keep it from defaulting. Thomas Martzel reports from Berlin.
The hugely unpopular rescue package could end up costing German taxpayers $184 billion, and that's on top of another major bailout for Greece passed just 2 weeks ago. Chancellor Angela Merkel had appealed for cross-party support. Instead, a dozen members of her own conservative coalition either abstained or voted no. That outcome is not seen as a vote of confidence in the German leader, whose poll numbers have dropped in recent weeks. Most Germans are against helping what they deem free-spending European neighbors such as Greece, Portugal, and Spain. Merkel, meanwhile, wants investors to pay for the crisis as well. She's pushing G20 governments to enact a global tax on financial transactions. For NPR News, I'm Thomas Martzall in Berlin.
Alfalfa sprouts produced by Caldwell Fresh Foods and sold under a variety of names through Trader Joe's and Walmart outlets are the focus of a nationwide recall. That's after officials say salmonella found in some of the sprouts has sickened 23 people in 10 states. The recall was announced today by the Oregon Department of Human Services. Salmonella can cause serious problems with those with weakened immune systems. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.